обеспеченности. Так он с определенностью жил в битве се соочава со толку пуно подношливих и неподношливих ствари, кои обесхрабрили само постојање духовног идентитета. Рођење за рођењем је условлена душа заробљена со толку пуно пријатних и непријатних елемената, кои су сви важни и привремени. Нагомилавају се због последица наших материалних желја, али када дођемо до одрица трансцендентални господином, у његовим разноликим енергијама, посредством службе предмет поштовања, Боли облици всех материалних желя постану манифестовани, и интелигенция живых бича е смирена в своем правом светло. Чим я Арджан обратил пажню на Господнего упътства, кое ще и сообщите о Бхагавад Гите, манифестовался негов правый вид вечного дружния со Господином и так же осетил освобожен все материальные загаженности.
Please also read the next verse because these two verses really belong together. Nitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yatat Sangramamudani Kala Karma Tamurudam Puna Adyagamat Prabhu. Translation.
Zbog gospodnog zabava i djelatnosti i zbog njegovog odsustva izgledalo je da je Arjuna zaboravio na upute koje je ostavila božanska osoba. Ali to zapravo nije bio slučaj. Ponovo je postao gospodar čula. Smisao. Uvjetovana duša je silom vječnog vremena upletena u svoje plodnostne djelatnosti. Ali uzvišeni gospodin, kada se inkarnira na zemlji, nije pod utjecajem kale ili materijalnog shvaćanja prošlosti, sadašnjosti i budućnosti. Djelatnosti gospodina su vječne manifestacije. Djelatnosti gospodina su vječne, manifestacije su njegove atma maje ili unutarnje moći. Sve zabave ili gospodinove djelatnosti su po prirodi duhovne, ali za laika izgleda da su na istom nivou sa materijalnim djelatnostima. Tako izgledalo da su Arjuna i gospodin bili zauzeti u biti na Kurukšetri, kao što je bila zauzeta i druga strana, ali gospodin je zapravo vršio svoju misiju inkarnacije i druženja sa vječnim prijateljem Arjunom. Zato, takve Arjuna na najzgled materijalne djelatnosti ga nisu odvukle za njegovog transcendentalnog položaja, već samo nasuprot tome uživjele svjesnost o pjesmama gospodina kako ih je osobno ispjevao. Ovo oživljavanje svjesnosti gospodina osigurava u Bhagavad Gita 18. poglavlje 65 na sljedeći način. Manmana bhava madvakto mat jaji manna maskoju manna vajšasi satyam te pratijane priyasina. Čovjek mora uvijek da misli na gospodina. On ne smije da ga zaboravi. Treba da postane gospodinu bhakta i odaje mu poštovanje. Onaj ko živi na taj način, bez sumnje postaje obdaren gospodinovim blagoslovom i postiže utočište njegovih lotosovih stopala. Nema ništa da sumnjamo u tu vječnu istinu. Pošto je Arjun bio njegov poverljivi prijatelj, tajna mu je bila otkrivena. Arjuna nije želio da se bori sa svojim rođacima, ali se borio radi gospodinove misije. Uvijek je bio zakupljen jedino izvršavanjem gospodinove misije i zato je nakon njegovog odlaska ostao u istom transcendentalnom položaju, čak iako je izgledalo da je zaboravio sve upute Bhagavad Gita. Prema tome, čovjek treba da usklavi djelatnosti ovog života u korak sa gospodinovom misijom i ako tako učini, sigurno da će se vratiti kući natrag Bogu. To je najviše svršenstvo života.
Today we would like to talk about two philosophical points which are very important.
Danas bismo htjeli govoriti o dvije filozofske poante koje su izuzetno značajne.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Viranta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Shri Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Is it only subjective experience, but seems to be a little hot in here. Is this can we make it just a little bit more air? First of all, It is described here how Arjuna's constant meditation in Krishna consciousness about Sri Krishna increased his devotion and freed him from all contaminations in the mind.
Na početku je pisano kako je Arjuna neprestana meditacija u svjesnosti Krišne, na osnovu stopora gospodina, ga je djelovalo tako da je prvo povećalo njegovu devociju i drugo očistilo njegovo srce od materijalne kontaminacije.
Often a devotee in this material world finds himself overwhelmed with material desires in his mind, and although he doesn't want them, he feels helplessly covered by them.
Često se tako u materijalnom svijetu nađe preplavljen materijalnim željama i iako on to ne želi, jednostavno bude potpuno prekriven.
As long as one is under the influence of material desires, one cannot really see how they work and can't escape.
Dokle god je osoba pod utjecajem materijalnih želja, ne može zapravo vidjeti kako one funkcioniraju i ne može se izbaviti od njihovog prostora.
But if one develops a little distance, it becomes easy to see the naked forms, as Prabhupada says, of all material desires, and the intelligence can see everything in its true color.
Ali ako osoba zauzme jednu distancu, onda će biti u stanju da vidi ono što ovdje Prabhupada naziva golim oblikom materijalnih želja i moći će realizirati njihovu pravu prirodu.
That's actually the Krishna conscious way of dealing with desires.
I to je u stvari način na koji osoba svjesna Krišne se spravlja sa željama.
One should come into a distanced position and then analyze and overcome.
Trebamo zauzeti distancu, onda analizirati i nadići.
In the life of Ramanujacharya we find a beautiful example of this.
U životu Ramanujacharya nalazimo jedan jako lijepi primjer.
He had one disciple called Dhanudhara who used to be a wrestler in North India.
Ramanujacharya imao jednog učenika koji se zove Dhanudhar i koji je bio hrvač u sjevernoj Indiji.
This Dhanudhar was accompanied by his lady love who was carried on inside a palanquin by four palanquin bearers.
I on je bio praćen za svojim ljubavnicom koju su na nosici nosile četvorice nosača.
He seemed to have been very rich to afford such a means of transportation.
I da bi obezbijedio takvo sredstvo prenošenja je očito bio jako bogat.
Imagine any grihastha in Krishna consciousness who would have an arrangement for his wife to be carried in a palanquin by four palanquin bearers. He must have quite successful in economic development, this grihastha.
Čemite da samo bilo koji grihastha u svjesnosti Krishna koji je u stanju obezbijediti za svoju ženu tako prijedno sredstvo kao što je nosiljka nošena četvorice nosača. To znači da je taj grihastha prilično napredan na ekonomskom razvitku.
Imagine Dina not having such an arrangement for his wife. So it once happened that this unusual party, Dhanudhar, the wrestler, came with his wife into a religious festival overseen by Ramanujacharya.
Jedno se dogodilo da je Dhanudhar sa svojim čudnim grupom jednom išao u vrijeme religijskog festivala koji je nadgledao Ramanujacharya.
Dhanudhar didn't even see the comic of the situation, that here was Krishna who was worshipped and he went like a little dog next to the palanquin of his lady love.
I ovaj Dhanudhar nije ni uopće mogao realizirati cijelu komediju tog događaja. Na tom mjestu se obožavao Krishna, a on je išao poput malog psića pored nosilke svoje ljubavnice.
Material desires make one blind and a slave.
Materialne želje čine osobu slijepom i zarobljavaju i ono postane kao rob.
So, Ramanujacharya, however, saw that this person was so covered that he couldn't participate in the ecstasy of worshipping the Lord because of his desires, and decided to take pity.
Ramanujacharya je primijetio da je ta osoba toliko prikrivena da ne može uživati i učestvovati u ekstazi obožavanja gospodina i stoga je razvio samilost prema njemu.
And it's very interesting and also instructive how he released Dhanudhar from the grip of material desire.
I jako je instruktivno i zanimljivo čuti kako je oslobodio od anudara zagrljaja materijalnog želja.
I feel if we understand the psychology behind it, we can advance in leaps and bounds. Brzo. We can example brzo, we can advance brzo.
Znači,
this great, this veliko brzino.
Ako možemo razumjeti psihologiju koja stoji za ovog primjera kako je on bio oslobođen, onda ćemo moći napredovati sa velikom brzinom.
So, listen what he did. Molim te, služajte. No, molim te, vas služajte. He went to Dhanuda and said, why are you so attached to this woman?
Prišao Dhanuda i pitao ga, zašto si toliko vezan za tu ženu?
Dhanuda answered, because she has the most beautiful eyes and form of the universe.
Zato što ona ima najljepše oči i oblik cijelom univerzumu.
I cannot take them out of my mind and eyes.
Te oči ja jednostavno ne mogu istjerati iz svoga uma.
And Ramanuja said, what if I would show you something more beautiful?
A Ramanuja je pitao, što ako bi ti pokazala nešto ljepše?
Said Dhanuda, I think I would become attached to this.
Dhanuda je rekao, pa mislim da je postao vezan za to.
Uredno, said Ramanuja Sharya, come at 7 o'clock to the gate of the temple.
Ramanuja je rekao, redu, dođu 7 sati ispred kapije hrana.
So there, he met Ramanuja Charya, sorry, Dhanuda Swami, not Swami, Dhanuda, and brought him before the deity of Sri Rangam, who was just being worshipped with aratic ceremony.
I tamo Ramanuja začekao Dhanudara, ima ga odveo u hran ispred božanstva Sri Rangama, koje je upravo bilo obožavano sa aratim.
And as Dhanuda watched how the light of the lamp got reflected by the beautiful ruby-like eyes of the deity, he became totally bathed in the nectarine glance of Krishna.
Dok je Dhanuda promatrao kako je ocaj ove lampe padao na oči gospodina koji se bude nalik rubinima, on je jednostavno postao potpuno okupan sa nektarom Krišne ljepote. Krišne pogleda.
And as a result, he preached to his lady love and turned her into a devotee and they lived a Krishna conscious grihastha life afterwards.
I kao rezultat toga on je propovjedao svojoj ljubavnici i on je svjesnosti Krišne i nakon toga on Terezu prihvatila i oni su živjeli život grihastha svjesne Krišne.
Ramanujacharya became very proud of his disciple Dhanuda.
Ramanujacharya je postao jako ponosan na svog učenika Dhanuda.
And as a result spent many days and many much time with him instructing him personally.
I kao rezultat toga on je puno vremena provodio s njima osobno mu davajući instrukcije.
Sanyasi disciples became envious.
Sanyasi učenici su postali zavidni.
He's spending not so much time with us. Why was this grihastha?
On je provodio tako puno vremena s njima. Zašto sam grihastha?
So Ramanujacharya saw this going on in the minds of his sannyasi disciples and decided to teach them a lesson.
I Ramanujacharya primijetio što se zbiva u umovima njegovih sannyasi učenika i odlučio da im daje jednu lekciju.
In the night, he went to where they had put their clothes for drying and he ripped a little part of the cloth, maybe this much, away from the lungis, the sannyasi lungis.
On je na večer otišao do mjesta gdje su oni sušili svoju robu i onda je odcijepio od svakog sanjasi lungija po jedan tako komad platna.
When the sanjasi saw this in the morning, they were highly disturbed.
I kad su sanjasi to ujutro vidjeli, bili su izuzetno iznenađeni.
Who has taken our lungis?
Ko nam je uzeo lungije?
Where is the lovats? Why has he destroyed everything? And they were highly disturbed. Ramanujacharya simultaneously arranged how things from Dhanura, the house got stolen.
Ramanujacharya is talking about organizing this story is kuch Dhanura ukradu.
Dhanura, however, was not at all disturbed, understanding that his possession was not his possession, but Krishna's. In other words, really he was more advanced than the sannyasis. Now what took place in him? Well, at the beginning his mind was full with the trash of material desires. He was so captured that he couldn't actually have any realization in Krishna consciousness. He didn't even see Krishna consciousness. He didn't see the deity during the festival. Only the form of his lady love he could have in his mind. But later, when he got a little distance in Krishna consciousness by understanding the beauty of Krishna, it was very easy for him to give up material attachment. You can easily forget the trash of material contamination which still may be lingering in your thoughts if you have if you go to the platform of Krishna consciousness and see it from there.
Ako se uzdignete na razinu svjesnosti Krišne i odatle promatrate, onda će vam biti lako da odbacite smeće materijalnih želja koje još uvijek prebivaju u vašem umu.
But if you do not come on this level, you will be killed by your material desires.
Ali ako se ne uzdignete na tu razinu, onda će vaše materijalne želje ubiti.
You have to decide. Krishna consciousness can kill lust.
Morate odlučiti. Svjesnost Krišne može ubiti požudu.
If you go to the platform of Krishna consciousness. But lust can also kill Krishna consciousness.
Ali požuda može ubiti svjesnost Krishne.
If you stay on the platform of požudu.
Ako stanete na platformu požudu.
It's really a matter from where you are watching.
To je zaista stvar toga odakle promatrate stvar.
From the level of Krishna consciousness, then you are stronger than lust.
Ako ste na razini svjesnosti Krishne, onda ste snažniji od požuda.
If you're watching from the level of lust,
ali ako promatrate sa razine požude,
lust will be stronger than Krishna consciousness, your little amount of Krishna consciousness.
Požude će biti snažnija od vaše male količine svjesnosti Krishna.
On that, what platform do we stand, want to stand in our existence?
Na kojoj razini želimo prebivati u našem postojanju?
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that the mind has two functions.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu Prabhupada objašnjava da um ima dvije funkcije.
Para, that is transcendental.
Avara, to je transcendentalno.
Or avara, that is material.
Ili avara, to je materialno.
We can decide in our life on which platform we want to see, from the transcendental or the material.
I mi u svom životu možemo odlučiti sa koje razine ćemo promatrati, sa transcendentalno ili materialno.
As soon as you see from the transcendental level, material problems disappear.
Kad god promatrate stvari sa transcendentalne razine, onda materialne probleme ne stanu nestanu.
But as long as you remain in the material energy, there is a great dragging force which drags our consciousness down so that we are feel forced to look from the material platform.
Ali dokle god ostanete na razini materijalne egzistencije, uvijek ćete osjećati jednostavno snažnu silu koja vas vuče prema dolje.
Now, what to do?
Što nam je sada učiniti?
The solution to this problem, which I think every one of you is aware of,
rješenje ovog problema za koje smatram da ste svi svjesni
is given in the next
sljedećem stihu.
I'm not really sure because you still look so tired and so inactive in your brains that one can see at the face if you really understand our dilemma.
Nisam siguran baš da li razumijete našu dilemu zato što svi izgledate jako umorni i neaktivni, a to se može primijetiti na licima.
I want to make it very clear again.
Želim se to razjasniti.
Molim te vas, skuđajte. Not correctly.
Molim vas.
Molim vas, not molim te. Molim vas,
Slow jai te.
Trying to learn something here. Please listen. It's very important. As long as you are in the material energy, there is a danger to be covered by illusions. And then it is very difficult. The platform of Krishna consciousness is very difficult. But as soon as you can come to the level of Krishna consciousness, material illusions stand no chance.
Ali ako možete doći na razinu svjesnosti Krishne, onda materijalne iluzije nema nikakvu šansu.
Now the question is how, while being in the material world, you can stay on the transcendental platform.
Sada pitanje kako, dok smo u materijalnom svijetu, možemo ostati na transcendentalnoj razini.
Do you understand, Bhaktabhavi? This is a simple point, but for a doubt, Hare Krishna, you are very intelligent and very active listeners of... Now, how to stay on a platform of Krishna consciousness?
Kako ostati na razini svjesnosti Krishna?
You have to be in the mission of the Lord.
Morate biti uključeni u misiju gospodina.
It will all this happen that you lose your Krishna consciousness momentarily.
Which is bivati da trenutno izgubite svoju svjesnost Krishna.
Because our mind is often uncooperative and won't think on the para level, on the transcendental level.
Jer naš um često odbija suradnju i ne želi misliti na transcendentalnoj razini.
We hear here how it appears that Arjuna forgot the instructions left to him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ovdje možemo čuti kako izgledalo da je Arjuna zaboravio izgubio instrukcije koje je stekao od svevišnjeg gospodina.
Don't you think this will happen with you also?
Zar ne mislite da se to i vama može dogoditi?
Yes, for instance, someone. You were overcome by Maya, temporarily.
Recimo, ti si bio prekriven Majom privremeno.
This happens very easy, just like this devotee just fell asleep.
Upravo, to se može lako dogoditi. Recimo, evo, ovaj bhakta je zaspao.
He didn't want it.
On nije to želio.
But for him it was not possible to find out when he was sleeping and when he was awake.
A za njega nije bilo moguće da razluči kada je spavao, kada je bio budan.
Please make this experiment in your life. Try to find out next time you go to bed when you are falling exactly asleep.
Molim vas pokušajte napraviti ovaj eksperiment u vašem životu. Kada sljedeći put idete spavati, molim vas pokušajte utvrditi kada zaspite.
This is an example given by Baladev Vidya Bhushana.
To je primjer koji je dao Baladev Vidya Bhushana.
It's not possible.
To nije moguće.
To se na vas. It's just possible. It's not possible.
Jednostavno nije moguće utvrditi.
In the same way as we are regularly falling asleep and not noticing it, we are regularly falling in under the influence of material energy and don't notice it.
Kao što redovito zaspimo i to ne primijetimo, na sličan način redovito padamo pod utjecaj materijalne energije i to ne možemo primijetiti.
Even great saints are sometimes finding how their attention goes away.
Čak i veliki sveci ponekad shvate kako njihova pažnja popušta.
They find how in their thoughts something on Krishna consciousness arises.
Oni otkrivaju kako se njihovim mislima budi nešto što nije svjesno Krishna.
It's almost as unavoidable as getting wet when you swim in the Adriatic Sea.
To je skoro toliko neizbježno koliko je nemoguće
Let me say, getting some water into the ear when you swim in the Adriatic Sea.
To je skoro toliko neizbježno koliko je neizbježno da plivajući u Jadranskom moru se kupite vode u uhu.
When you are surrounded by the material energy, you will feel some effect.
Kada ste okruženi s materijalnom energijom, sigurno ćete osjećati efekat.
But what are you going to do?
Ali što ćete učiniti?
As long as you are fixed in the mission of Krishna, you are secure.
Dokle god ste utemeljeni u misiji Krishna, onda ste sigurni.
He had said, last sentence, one should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. And by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead.
Ovdje je rečeno, prema tome, čovjek treba da uskladi djelatnost cijelog života u korak sa gospodinom misijom, i ako tako učini, sigurno da će se vratiti kući na trg Bogu.
Prabhupada has explained the purpose. It seemed that Arjuna was overcome, therefore after the Lord's departure he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita.
Zbog toga, nakon odlaska gospodina, on je ostao na istoj transcendentalnoj razini, iako je izgledao da je zaboravio upute Bhagavad Gita.
Here, just by remaining active in a Krishna conscious project, he was saved.
Jednostavno, ostajući aktivan u određenom projektu svjesnosti Krishne, on je bio siguran.
See, there are three steps before any activity.
Znači, prije svake djelatnosti moramo preuzeti tri koraka.
Thinking,
razmišljanje,
feeling,
osjećanje,
willing,
htjenje.
And when you act.
I onda dolazi djelatnost.
And you want something. So, even for great saints, the water of the material energy comes into the ears.
Čak i velikim svetcima ponekad voda materialne egzistencije uđe u uho.
That means they sometimes think that thoughts come, unwanted thoughts come.
To znači da njima ponekad neke neželjene misli dođu.
Now, when a thought enters into your mind, the next thing is feeling.
Dakle, kada se ta misla pojavi u vašem umu, sljedeći korak je osjećanje.
You feel for it.
Vi osjećate.
Let us say, Bobby pizza.
Evo, recimo, pomislimo na Bobbyovu pizzu.
Watch your mind.
Promatrate samo svoj um.
Bobby pizza, Bobby pizza, Bobby pizza, Bobby pizza, Bobby pizza. The mind will think, let us see, how does it look?
On će vam pomisliti, kako li samo ono izgleda?
Melted cheese on top.
Rastopljeni sir na odozgu.
Black olives.
Crne masline.
In other words, first thinking, then there is feeling. You feel for it.
Prvo na redu je mišljenje, a onda dođe osjećanje. Vi osjećate tu stvar.
Feeling is the next step after thinking.
Taj osjećaj je drugi korak nakon mišljenja.
And then the next thing is a desire. I hope Bobby will make pizza today.
I onda treći korak je želja. Nadam se da će Bobby danas napraviti pizzu.
This is, I took this example to make sure that everyone would listen, because this is how you get a devotee audience. But please understand a little bit more than just the example.
Ovaj primjer sam ispričao tako da bi se osigurao da će svi slušati, jer ovo je način da pridobijete publiku bhakta. Ali molim vas, pokušajte razumjeti nešto dublje od samog primjera.
The point is, there is a psychological progression from thinking, feeling, to willing.
Onda je da postoji psihološka progresija od mišljenja do osjećanja i do htjenja.
If you want to be successful in your Krishna consciousness, you have to interrupt this progression when it comes to your spiritual life.
Ako želite biti uspješni u svjesnosti Krishna, onda tu progresiju trebate zaustaviti kada se ona manifestira u vašem duhovnom životu.
That your mind begins to think of material things is unavoidable.
Da umu mislite na materijalne stvari, to je neizbježno.
But if you are intelligent, you can stop the feeling, willing, and then acting.
Ali ako ste inteligentni, vi možete zastaviti osjećanje, htjenje i djelovanje.
And the way to do it is, when a thought comes, you should immediately have your intelligence ready and see the naked form of illusion.
Kako to da učinite? Kada se želja pojavi, onda vaša inteligencija treba biti spremna i trebate prepoznati goli oblik materijalne.
What is the result of this material desire?
Što je rezultat materijalne želje?
What is it really?
Što ono zapravo je?
It often comes in a very disguised form.
Često se ono manifestira u jako prikrivenom obliku.
Yesterday I talked to someone and he was describing how he sat in a cafeteria.
I jučer sam razgovarao sa jednom osobom i mi je pisao kako je sjeo u kafeteriju.
And all of a sudden Maya Devi saw him and began to act almost like a clown, you know, to attract his attention.
И один из моих видео, и хочу делать скоро clown до бега привыкла.
If the mind goes in its natural course, it will think, oh, here's a Maya Devi. It will feel, oh, she has very interesting brand of lipstick. And then there will be thinking, feeling, and willing. Oh, I would like to paint her face red. Whatever.
Takže ako se zadržíme normálnom obliku funkcionírania uma, onda će mi to, znači, primieť.
It's a bad desire, you know. Yes. Thinking, feeling, and willing. This is enough. You know, my examples are not so practical, it seems. you know, and then act according to it, according to lusty desires.
Dakle, na taj način možemo biti u opasnosti, možemo početi djelovati u skladu sa materijalnim željama.
So, in Krishna consciousness, this is easy if you are fixed in a mission.
I svjesno za Krišna je to ovako izbeći ukoliko smo se sređeni na misiju.
In the practical activity of the Lord.
Ako obavljamo praktične djelatnosti.
It may sometimes appear that you actually forget, in other words, that you think in a material way.
Ponekad može izgledati da zaboravite, da mislite na materijalni način.
But as long as you stay engaged on the transcendental platform, Maya cannot get you.
Ali dok god ste uključeni na transcendentalnoj razini, Maja vas ne može dobiti.
Because you will be protected by Krishna.
Če se Krishna zaštititi?
That means your activities will remain pure.
A drugim rečim, vaše djelatnosti će ostati čiste.
Although the thoughts might be temporarily disturbed.
Iako misli mogu biti privremeno uznemirene.
Krishna promises this protection to his devotees.
Krishna obećaje ovu zaštitu svojim bhaktama.
By saying that he who is situated in the heart will give the intelligence by which a devotee can come back to him.
Izjavljujući da on koji je smješten u srcu će bhakti pružiti inteligenciju zahvaljujući koju se on može vratiti k njim.
So I want to encourage all of you to please think deeply how you can be connected with the mission of the Lord.
Dakle, želim vas sve ohrabriti da duboko razmislite o tome kako se možete povezati sa misijom Gospodina.
Then nothing will be able to disturb you from your transcendental path of Krishna consciousness.
Ili ništa neće biti stanje da vas odnemiri na vašem transcendentalnom putu svjesnosti Krishna.
Each one of you, what is your mission in connection to Krishna?
Svi vi trebate odlučiti što je vaša misija u vezi s Krishna.
If you are booked as the Buddha, please make plans how to increase your book distribution.
Ali u Sankirtan Bhakta, molim vas, napravite plan kako da povećate svoje djeljenje knjiga.
We need many, many books to go out into Croatia to save these, to bring these people to Krishna consciousness.
Potrebno je jako puno knjiga da podijelimo u Hrvatskoj da bi doveli te ljude do svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes. They are nice people. The heart is all right.
To su fini ljudi, njihovo srce je u redu.
If you are a cook,
ako ste kuhar,
don't just cook with half a heart.
Nemojte jednostavno kuhati s pola srca.
Cook for the pleasure of the deities and the Vaishnavas, that they are strong in body and strong in mind.
Kuhajte za zadovoljstvo božanstva i Vaishnava, tako da oni budu snažnog tijela i uma.
If you are in the temple, think how you can increase the transcendental atmosphere in the temple.
Ako ste u hramu, razmišljajte o tome kako da povećate transcendentalnu atmosferu hrama.
Don't run around like a, you know, like a sea of mention, this tick, you make, and then it goes ping, ping, ping.
You know this?
Yeah.
Touch it around. Limit perchete okolo kao, ono,
sea of mention.
Na navijanje.
Yes. Sea of mention. Even in Vedic times they had sea of mention.
Čak je već kod ovo si imali kakve igračke.
Have a mission.
Imajte misiju.
That will protect you.
I to će vas zaštititi.
Against material desires.
Protiv materialnih želja.
And be sure that this mission is connected with Krishna.
I, ali učinite sigurno da je ta misija povezana s Krishnom zaista.
And your spiritual master.
I sa vašim duhovnim učiteljem.
Look at Arjuna.
Pogledajte sam Arjuna.
It seemed that after Krishna disappeared, he was so shocked. Imagine what a shock this is for Arjuna.
I nakon što je Krishna отиша, он изгледа зайца тотално шокиран. Можем само замислите как бе дошел бил задържен.
Can you imagine?
Дали можете замислите?
He's together with the Lord.
Он изкупен с Господина.
But the Lord just goes.
А Господин оде.
It's terrible.
Ужасно.
So, but he remained fixed in his mission.
Але он остал утемелен в своей миссии.
My mind was going grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Arjuna faltered when he came before Yudhishthira to tell him that the Lord had left.
Описано да е каде Арджун пришел Юдиштире да му не објасни да господин отишел не е пил са стратерио.
Arjuna was even temporarily incapable to protect the wives of Krishna from the hands of some ordinary thieves.
Arjuna чак бил припремено неспособен да защити Кришна супруге од руку неких обичних лопова.
But he did exactly what Krishna had told him.
Ali čini točno ono što mi Krishna rekao.
Finally, he went with his brothers up the Himalayan mountains.
Konačno zajedno sa svojim braćom krenuo ka Himalajama.
And on the way, they just left their bodies and went home back to Godhead.
I gospod je na stanu napustili tijela i vratili se kući natrag Bogu.
They were fixed in the mission.
Bili su se sređeni u misiji.
It is our chance.
I to je naša šansa.
Prabhupada, he said of himself.
Prabhupada je sebe rekao.
My only qualification is
moja jedna kvalifikacija
je that I never thought I was God.
Jer nikad nisam mislio da sam Bog.
I always thought I was a humble servant of my spiritual master.
Uvijek sam mislio da sam ponizni sluga mog duhovnog učitelja.
If I have any credit,
imam bilo kakvu zaslugu,
it is that I served my spiritual master.
To je da sam služio svog duhovnog učitelja.
Being fixed like this is a safe guarantee for a devotee to return back home, back to Godhead.
Ako je bhakta fiksiran na ovaj način, onda mu ima sigurnu garanciju da će se vratiti kući natrag Bogu.
Because the mission of one spiritual master is not different from the mission of the Lord.
Jer misija našeg duhovnog učitelja se ne razlikuje od gospodine misije.
Please, do read these two texts in your own private times. They are wonderful texts. Text 29 and 13.
Molim vas pročitaj da kad budete u slobodno vrijeme ova dva stiha. To su stihovi 29 i 30, oni su jako lijepi.
Yes. Okay, Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? I think we can, what actually now is, what should we do? Project Prabhu?
Maybe some important questions.
Yeah, then we can continue after 7:15, isn't it? For the Deity Darshan. Yes.
He is interested. How can he develop determination
in sincerity? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes three types of determination.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna opisuje tri vrste odlučnosti.
The one in the mode of goodness,
ugune varlene,
and the one in the lower modes.
I ona odlučnosti u nižem vremenu.
Determination in the mode of goodness is steadfast.
Odlučnost u gune varlene je postojena.
In the lower modes, the determination always becomes interrupted and killed.
A u nižem vremenu odlučnost uvijek biva iznamirana i ubijena.
Now, to attain this steady determination, which is always there,
dostigli tu postojanu odlučnost koja uvijek postoji,
you have to follow principles in your life.
Možete vidjeti principe u životu.
See, those who are in the lower modes of material nature, passion and ignorance, they actually do not follow any principles, and therefore they always can be swamped away from the determination.
Oni koji su u višim gunama strasti i neznanja, oni ne stavljaju nikakve principe u životu. Iz toga mogu biti jako lako, njihova odlučnost može biti jako lako uznemirana.
The dog may decide to go over the street, but then the smell which attracts him, he forgets his decision and just runs the other way. Have you ever watched dogs? They go like this to change the direction.
Ja se može odlučiti da pređe preko ceste, ali ako ga tu presretne neki zanimljiv miris, on će odmah skrenuti sa svog puta. Da li ste možda ikada promatrali psa, on jednostavno krenu negdje odjednom promijene na pravac.
Have you? But if you have this built up, if you live in your life according to principles of spiritual life, then you will become very determined.
Ali ako u svom životu živite u skladu sa principima duhovnog života, onda će postati jako odlučni.
Such principles are described in the Shastra, in the sixth canto, somewhere it should be a little bit equal minded.
Ti principi su opisani u, recimo, u Šastri, u šestom pjevanju, recimo, osoba treba biti, ovako, gledati stvari jednakim.
One should have dhamma, that is control of the mind and senses.
Ono treba kontrolirati umi čuva.
One should study the Šastra, Asteya, it's called.
Treba proučavati Šastra.
And in this way one can develop to the mode of goodness where one's determination is strong.
Na taj način se može osoba izbjeći da bude vrline i gdje je odlučnost nužna.
And from the mode of goodness you can easily come to the transcendental platform.
A kad bude vrline može se ovako izbjeći na transcendentalnu razinu.
Please see Prabhupada's example.
Pogledajte samo Prabhupada primjer.
How undisturbed his determination to spread Krishna consciousness was.
Koliko je sabirom je uznemirana njegova odlučnost da širi svjesnost Krishna.
Even when he was on his deathbed, he translated the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Čak na samotničkoj postelji on je prevodio Srimad Bhagavatam.
With how strong determination can be.
I može vidjeti kako samo odlučnost može biti snažna.
So if you want to be determined, just follow a life which will bring you on a higher level, a goodness level.
Dakle, ako želiš biti odlučen na stanu sljedeći život, koji će te uzdići na jednu višu razinu, razinu vrline.
And this is always most easy. There are two ways to come to this. Prosto da say like this. Two ways to come to this.
Da bi se digli na taj nivo, prosto je dva načina.
In one way, the result is questionable, in the other, it is sure.
Ako sjedimo jedan, onda je rezultat, može doći u pitanje, ali ako sjedimo drugi, onda sigurno dostižemo.
There is one way where you force yourself.
Jedan način je da se prinudiš.
Regulations.
Zahvaljujući pravilima i propisima.
And there is the other path where you develop attraction.
A drugi put je put razvijanja privlačnosti.
The attraction can be easily developed if you understand about Krishna.
Ta privlačnost se može lako razviti ako shvatite Krishna.
Therefore Prabhupada said the secret in Krishna consciousness is, he said, all your difficulties come because you don't chant properly.
Prabhupada je rekao da sve vaše teškoće proizlaze iz toga što ne mantrate pravilno.
I'm personally convinced of this.
Ja sam osobno ubeđen u to.
If you develop your attraction by the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, no problem for you.
Ako razlijete privlačno, zahvaljujući procesima Shravanam i Kirtanam, slušanje i pjevanje, onda neće biti imati problema.
Yesterday I noticed when the devotees were in the Kirtan, when you were fully absorbed in the Kirtan, you were like transcendental angels.
Prijedio sam jučer bakte kad su bili, kad su bili potpuno absorbirani u Kirtanu, onda ste izgledali poput transcendentalnih anđela.
Yes, transcendental angela. I was surprised.
Ja sam bio iznenađen.
It is, do you understand? Please do it. Yes, you have one other question. Yeah? Okay. He's getting, yes, how to become sincere. That's a long subject.
Jako široka tema.
For some it takes long.
I ljeti je...
For some.
A za neke osobe će trebati duže vremena.
For others it is very short.
A drugi to brže dostignu.
What determines the brzino?
Što odluči, određuje brzino?
If you ask me, if the ability to use your intelligence, transcendental intelligence, what is important, to distinguish what is important, what is not important.
How come many people Nemojte reći da je to ovisi o sposobnosti da koristiš se transcendentalnu inteligenciju u razlučivanju onoga što je bitno od nebitnog.
I once heard a very nice explanation about sincerity.
Jedno sam čuo jedan jako lijepi primjer iskrenosti.
It comes from sincerity, the English word comes from the two words sine, that means without, and sera, that means vex. It's a Latin. These are two Latin words.
Sincerity dolazi iz latinske složenice sine sera.
It means without vex.
Bez vosk. I ta složenica potiče iz vremena starih Rimljana. Su svi Rimljani htjeli graditi prebivalište sa ovim mramorom.
Međutim, bilo je naravno to i prevaranata koji bi uzeli blokove mramora koji su bili oštećeni i bili bi jednostavno premazali bi voskom te blokove mramora i oni su izgledali kao savršeno ispravni mramor. Ali onda kada bi došlo djeto, onda bi se te kuće izgledali poput pokvarenih zubi, pošto jednostavno bi se sad voskom potopio. Augustin 17. rekao da se ta industrija, mramorna industrija, mora raditi bez voska.
Sincerity means you just do Krishna conscious activities without the vex of material activities.
Okay, iskreno znači da obavljaš samo djelatnosti svjesnosti Krishna bez voska materijalnih djelatnosti.
That means you shouldn't cheat yourself, you shouldn't cheat others.
To znači da se ne trebaš varati sebe i ne trebaš varati druge.
I find sincerity, if you ask me, has a lot to do with honesty.
Ali ja osobno nalazim da iskrenost ima puno sa poštenjem.
And the ability to separate what is important in your life and what is not important.
I sposobnost razlikovanja onoga što je bitno od nebitnog u životu.
Now it's a constant time question. We are quarter past seven now and we should have the deity greetings. Isn't it? We can't let the girl.